Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, and so it is, my friends. Sam Cooke, change. Awesome word, change. Applied to different contexts of things. So the context of what it's applied to when I play it on this edition of show is about the human civilization, and what happened since human civilization been established on Earth. That's the context of change talking about. And it is not making any sense for us to move along and waste each precious day and night. Feature of the earth motion, its revolution, and its rotation. We get this gift of life from what the earth motion produces. And this has been going on for a very long time. The earth is been here about some, almost 5 billion years. Just think about that. And when we think about that, it will help us to focus on reality in its most infinite way and servicing life in many finite ways, right? So the existence of the world, of the planet, is infinite in the context of life. When it was created out of something else, from another degree of a substance, and came to be what it is about some 5 billion years ago. And we have the asteroid belt as a evidence to the existence of the earth and things that has happened in a cosmological sense. For us civilized people, and the knowledge must first be recognized, because if we do not have illuminating sense about the existence of the earth and how it affects us, it has been here billions of years before any humanity was brought forth on the planet Earth. So therefore, if we do not know the truth, the fact about what the relationship between the earth and our life, we don't support anything. We are supported by the things that are provided for us. So in the case where we have history, historic record, and think about what I'm saying. When I'm talking about historic record, I'm talking about human existence. Because the history is to guide us, help us to think properly and behave ourselves properly. What is going to happen is that when we do not know the history, we won't have a guide on how to live. Then we get into trouble, a lot of trouble, and all kind of aberrational authority is being exercised on our realm of life when we are not guided by the history. Civilization is not applicable to inanimate existence. In other words, the earth produces life forms in many different ways. They are the animal kingdom. They are those lives in the water and the lives on the land. We have what is called species of living things. And so we have species, human being, right? So you can observe the animal kingdom in the water and on land. It is a knowledge that we must understand. Because I tell you what, if we, in this modern time, and I better tell you what is the meaning of modern time. Because if I tell you modern time and you really have a wrong impression of what I'm talking about, you may assume that you know what modern time is. All right? And I'm going to like do something to what you think is modern time by cooperating with me. What is it that creates modern time? Let me give you, let's say, a couple minutes to think about that. I'm talking about the need for us to know the world we are living in. And I come to talk about civilized human being, right? And I am talking about it because problem societal, there was no society, no civilized society on earth until the gods, the Elohim, brought civilization, no civilized humankind existed on earth. When the Elohim gods came to earth on a mission into South Africa, these are the immortal beings. They're not like us humans. They are immortal. And all I come to know, the first thing that affected me was the Bible. That affects spiritual thinking. And let me tell you something. If we don't get to know the truth about the earth, the planet that we are on, we will be like running around like the lower animals. Because civility is not modern time knowledge or experience. I am talking about ultimate things that affect civility. Okay? So you know the animal kingdom. And there are a lot of animals out there that that civilized life enjoy the animals. They don't carry on any like business or nothing like that. They are animals that just live and find food, and, you know, every day they have a life. But civilization is not like the animals. All right. Well, what is true about civilization? There is the opposite of civilization. So before civilization came to Earth, there was uncivilized humankind. And I'm talking from the World History textbook. And there is no government on Earth that is above the knowledge of the ancient record. Because whether or not we like it, civilization is what causes us to have a society, human society, whether or not we are civilized or uncivilized. But there were the uncivilized human-like creatures. And we have that written in, say, the National Geographic World History textbook. And therefore, anything that transpired before civilization came to Earth is not recorded as a civilized information. Right? The uncivilized humankind that were on Earth by evolutionary power is well defined in the World History textbook. There was no supermarket. There was, I'm talking about supermarket, but I just mean to say, the uncivilized humankind that existed before civilization. There is no record of a civilized society of them. But science tells us that they existed from, say, 4 to 3 million years ago. There is no other record to substitute the uncivilized time when the hominid existed. And that the hominid evolved from back then till today. They evolve without speaking. They were able to make stone tools and light a fire. But they weren't able to enhance what they did, making stone tools, and that was basically to help them to hunt and catch animals to eat. The account doesn't say that early humans were doing anything else like creating settlements and live together as a culture, speaking and writing or nothing like that. And it goes on for millions of years. Just think about that. All right. So there was no prison, nothing that is accountable for early humans. they live, you know, in the same manner that mute animals live. The thing is, they are not exactly the same as animals. They are the early human, you see? If we are paying attention to the things that are going on around us today, like we have society and all kind of stuff that we have around us, and don't realize where we are coming from, we are lost. Because unless the reason why there was no accountability for the first humanoid or humankind, it is because there was no sensory power allowed them to set up anything as, you know, a business that they have to account for, you know, like make and sell products and stuff like that, because they weren't selling anything from the stone tools. You know, whatever they were doing with the stone tools, they were not financing anything. They were not doing anything except go about physically and see what they can get to eat. So in the world issue textbook, you're not hearing anybody talking about it, do you? I am talking about it because I grew up in the church, and I grew up till I was able to understand this article in USA Today 2000 by Kathy Lynn Grossman. Kathy Lynn Grossman was on Twitter, I think it's Twitter, either on Twitter or on Facebook. I used to see her picture and stuff like that. She probably retired from publishing the news, right? So she wrote this article here: Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. How did a situation came about on planet Earth that we have an institution called Catholic Church, a vicar of Christ? Now, let me ask you that question now, and see if you have, you know, think up an answer about what is it, what is it, you know, actually draw a line through the era of time of civilized people. They call that now BC, or BCE era. What do you know that causes term modern time? What make modern time modern time? Do you know? And what is the difference of that, you know, between before Christ and now in the era of Christ? We need to examine what thing, what condition changed it has to be not the trees, but people's awareness from before Christ to know Christ. Listen, this is a very, very serious question I'm asking you. Because if you understand what kind of world we are in, and you understand that the first humankind were not talking, for millions of years, the first humankind, hominid, did not talk. And the World History Book called them southern apes. The first humankind were southern apes. I mean, Africa, southern Africa. And are also described as the flat-faced man of Kenya. So you see pictures of upright walking humans? Yeah, upright walking. But that don't stop them from looking like a monkey. Okay? So they are having a lot in common with lower animals. I mean, all the lower animals, they might not look like the other ones, but they look like gorillas, monkey, or primates. Okay? And they walk upright. So they were intended to be the first type of human according to nature. They had nothing of what we have here in modern time. So what is it that makes modern time different from BC era, you know, from back in the Neolithic, Paleolithic, and come into the Bronze Age? Yeah. What is it that makes our time modern time? What kind of time was it when the first humankind was not creating no societal problem? They live over, say, 3.5 million years, and we don't have any recording that, you know, they messed up society and all that, let's say, at least for 2 million years. That's a long, mighty long time. For at least 2 million years, I haven't read anything about hominid species. And there was no other human species around. So they were the only humankind developing, and for millions of years in Africa, all humanid groups, subgroups that belong to hominid, doesn't matter how many of them spring up, but there was no other human being except hominid humans. I don't read no more in the World History textbook. And you know what? We don't read about they had laws or nothing like that in Africa for the first 2 million years. There's no, like, civilized society whatsoever. But they developed to where they are making more, you know, improved stone tools. And this is the time when all of these hominid left Africa. It doesn't say that some of them stayed back there It says they left Africa, whatever it be, hominid, there was none else. It doesn't say they take no other cattle with them or not like that. It doesn't say that. He said they left Africa, migrate from Africa, and go up into Europe and settle up there in on their surrounding, like Asia. You think about what I'm saying to you. If you think just living in this world society, in this society, in the modern time here now, and that's all we are concerned about, my friends, that's not the case. Look at the situation that we are in politically and without resolve. Without resolve, and nobody is able to say anything about the history that beget us until we come to a line drawn between the way life has been, not been like the hominids, mute, non-talking, and don't have no more knowledge but to like make stone tool and to go hunt. There was no establishment that create any business products for all the time that the first human being live on earth. They were trying to make a bread, but there was no civilized society. Do you understand that? I want to put your mind right there, right on what I'm saying. Because we are accustomed to a civilized life, right? And the things that civilized life gives, what it gives to us. And we are only sensitive to civilized things. But compare us to the first humanoid. When they live like the first 2 million years now. Now, it may be more than that, but I am going by, you know, what the history give to us. And I am very, very conscious that we are to know what went on before civilization came to earth. Because unless we do that, you have a constitution here, right, called United States Constitution, right? And you know about Europeans that go about and do nothing except to invade African ethnic hybrid people. And there's a history that led up to that, but we can't go there unless we analyze the uncivilized time. According to history, when there was nobody like us around, but more human development would take place. 2 million years, and we have the beginning of humankind, and we can't like put the Bible that we have here today in modern time in front of what the history says about
the first human the first humankind who were ape. They were ape man. It's either we accept that to be true or we do not. Now you want to say, well, I mean, you know, what was life like in that state where these early human beings, it's like, it's difficult for us to imagine that, right? But it's history, right? And what can I do about it? I can't make it into something else. I have to accept the fact that the first human being were ape-like. Well, what happened to us today? Well, we have to read the history and move on to when the human entity developed. But the human entity developed, and it's just like you were born a baby, and you develop from a baby, and you know it goes, right? You turn an adult, begin to have children too. Now, bygone be bygone. You no longer can make yourself a baby or a toddler or a youngster growing up. You can't go back to that stage because guess what? Everything about you was an act of nature. And what nature originates you as, you can never change it. No, nature brings time so that you go from one cycle of a year to another cycle of another year. And when you are 1 year old, you have a picture of that, and you're 1 year old. I'm talking about a civilized person now. I'm not talking about uncivilized. There come a time when civilized people came in the same human entity, but you don't look like ape. How do you factor what I have said and compare the civilized human to the first 2 million years hominid ape-like human? You think about that, and do you think the knowledge that you're seeing is restricting, that you can't make yourself a youngster anymore, you know, like after you turn 50 years of age, you cannot go back to your childhood days. You can't go back there. You see, you are who you are now. And think about what has developed about you since you were in the womb and you were born. I mean, what has changed? Can you describe what happened? Why you turn an adult 6 feet tall or something like that? Can you define what happened? What are the changes that make you go from, you know, that first cry when you are delivery out of the womb? And from that day on, you don't cease to change until you become an adult. All right, so what about the hominid, the first humans that comes from primates? What about them? What kind of society you suppose now that they had for 2 million years? And when they are migrating now with whatever little understanding they have, you know, without, you have to deduct that they don't have a society like we hear today. You got to face that. Before you come to this modern time life that we are in, you better go back and view the first humankind, because no, we are not like them, but we are to the human entity. When they were back there and looked like apes, they were still the first element of civilized human being that we have here today. They were a part of it. But there are a whole lot of things different, taxonomic, you know. The reading of your biology and what makes you the lower human hominid opposed to the third level human development, the sapien, wise sapien. And I want to tell you this with emphasis, that the World History textbook does not call the first human wise. Do you understand that? I'm saying the World History textbook, in describing what the early ape-like human, what, like their demeanor, like their brain performance and stuff like that, it doesn't say that they were wise. It says that they started out early making stone tools. And by they are 2 million years in existence, I imagine that, you know, I don't know how long their offspring subgroup, how long, you know, what kind of a cycle, if they live out, say, 50 years old and then them dead and leave their offspring behind. I don't go that deep into that. However, I am saying, for us here today in the civilized world and what we call modern time, these are ideas or experience that we here supposed to have as a familiar knowledge. Because if we do not develop the exact knowledge, we can become anything. When I say anything, mostly deranged. Because if you don't have a guide to your concentration and to distinguish what you are to do from what you are not to do, you can end up to being anything. Deranged. Your brain has no control. You're not particular about anything. All right. We know civilization cannot work like that. A civilized person cannot be thoughtless. You cannot be thoughtless about how you do things and why you should do things. You can't do that. And anybody who neglects their thinking and neglect make, you know, use the best options and analyze conditions and, you know, and get the vision or the interpretation of situation so that you can have the best life based on your thinking. Because if you just sit one place and never seek to do anything, what is going to happen? You know, your life is not going to prosper at all. You have to think and create things, because that's what we have a mind, an intelligent mind, to do, is to think, which is an intangible working going on in our brain. It's intangible. When you think of the tangible things, you now you must act to make those intangible thoughts tangible things. You see what I mean? Why you call some people foolish? They're a civilized person, but they don't learn anything. They don't take responsibility for what they do. So, you know, they just don't come off to much of anything. And some people are doing fairly well, but they make certain kind of error and certain things they didn't finalize and understand how to control themselves. And therefore, they wind up into tragedy. And some people don't care after a while, because in this modern age, people begin to really think deranged. Because a lot of things have happened that you come into this modern world and you just don't know to get anything right. There's too much complication. There's too much confusion. You know, like, you know, life is so difficult in the modern time. Some people making it and some people are not making it. But look back to where life is coming from. And we have what is called a head on our body, a brain. And a lot of us only know we have a head on our bodies. But somebody should ask you, you know, what you think about what's going on in your brain, in your head. You may not be able to explain anything intelligible to give a person a proper knowledge of what you think about what's going on in your head. So we have a head for a reason, a highly decorated head. You know, without your head, you know, you won't be alive in this world. You got to have, you can't live without your brain. And people who become senile and unable to administrate in proper thoughts, they can't do well. If you get into fights with other people easily, you easily invent reason to fight other people. You're that ignorant. It goes to show you that our consciousness is not supposed to behave like that. You see, but when we develop attitude like in this modern time and AD and Adam in modern time, well, if you didn't figure out what is it that draw the line between the civilized era, meaning people. You don't have civilization without people. Just like I can say there were uncivilized vapor. No, I said uncivilized humans, hominid. They don't talk. They don't do business. They don't have society build up where we have all these nice buildings and stuff like that. They didn't have that. They didn't have no life, moreover, to have law and order. So they have the law of the jungle, you know, who they want to get on with, they get on with, and who they don't want to get on with, they don't get on. But, you know, not being able to talk neutralize those early humans. It neutralized them and keep them out of any lot what would be technical trouble, because they can't got no technical trouble. You see, because they are not as confused as what we have now in our time here called modern time, They were not confused as we are here in modern time. And what caused this name, modern time? I ask you that question. What makes up modern time? Since there was no modern time back in those eras, like 2 million years after the hominid humans started life in Africa, they go up to Europe. So back there, do we read about anything that they were doing wrong in Africa? Did they leave any tales behind Africa for us to know that they were bad and stuff like that? I don't read none of that. They were merely hominins, right? They are hominid offspring. So when they go up to Africa now, which is now 1.5 million years ago, right? I want you to respond to what I'm saying, because this has to do with whether or not we are too lost from having our brain damaged by things that have transpired maybe before we were born. And by not being civilized way of life, because now civilization came to Earth, or let's say in human form, civilized human being came to Earth. How long ago? Do you know that? Since there was only these hominids, first human, ape-like human, since it was only them alone in Africa and are able to make some tools, and they wanted a cooler place than the, you know, the atmosphere of Africa in general. They want a cooler place. And it seemed like, you know, they were able to think in those ways and the way they feel, right? Because they have some human like. I mean, and if you call, and you know, animals will look for a warmer place. Birds move from one place to the other. Let's say the place is going to get cold, they'd fly and go far, far away to other place where, you know, they can keep warm. So these folks we're talking about, there was no civic activity. Because civic activity, they don't know nothing about that. They can't talk. They don't have a vocabulary or nothing. Right? So think of the lowest level of humankind live on this earth. And after 2 million years, they leave from one place and go to the next place. I do not know how far away Europe is from Africa. I don't think it is, you know, terribly far away, but these hominid did that. They leave Africa and go up into Europe. Don't sound like all that, you know, hard to make whatever journey that they use. Now, the point I'm driving, bringing to you, is the condition that you can perceive these early humans were under going now, say 1.5 million years ago. think about this condition that these hominids were under. And when they go up into Europe, you know, what kind of life? Well, what seemed to be the same is like they make some tool to hunt. So that there's no change about that, right? So they can enjoy a cooler place because they can now make fire and warm themselves. But societal-wise, do you see as the normative back then leaving Africa? Because remember, more life were going to spring up in Africa. But there is no more of these hominids in Africa. History don't say that. So when other life spring up in Africa, it didn't include them. All right? So what happened? That's one and a half million years ago. I'm asking you, what have you read, hominid, in Europe? Do you know what offspring of those hominid, do you know what their offspring was called at the time when they migrate from Africa to Europe? All right. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. The hominin subgroup that left are the name out features as leaving Africa and go up into Europe are called Homo erectus. And I imagine it must be in modern time that they are given that name. You know, because it is a scientific finding that is tracking the remains of these folks and able, you know, to determine who they are. And they, you know, write it in the World History textbook and give us the knowledge of what happened in the past. All right. What I am saying to you is, did they, by any chance, have a government? Did they form a government 1.5 million years ago? Did these Homo erectus form a government? Well, I did some research last night on the Homo erectus and asked what become of Homo erectus. Think about back in that time now and what are we here today? Hear what they were like 1.5 million years ago up in Europe. What happened to them? The first human offspring. What happened to the Homo erectus? What they told me last night? They extinct. All right. So where do you civilized human being come from? If the Homo erectus are extinct between 1.5 million years and right now where we are here today, where these white people come from? History don't give us anybody else to work with except the hominid and its offspring, subgroups. The only one species that exists before the second species of mankind. No other kind but mankind. And this development was a third a third ire, you know, third degree, higher development than the hominid who went up into Europe and Asia. What happened to that population of the hybrid? Not hybrid. What happened to the population of the human hominid subgroups, the Homo erectus? What happened to them up there? Let's say before they say they were distinct. What happened? Is there anything that is known in science? So that's what they told me on Google. What I read in the World History textbook is not going in the same route that they are telling me on Google. So we have a bunch of problems to solve. And the only way to solve it is to use the World History textbook, because it doesn't sound confusing or sound contradictory or nothing like that. It has a straight story, and for somebody to read and understand the timeline that is there for us to know. So I am saying all of this in case that you don't see where I am going. At least you should have a sense of time, era, and what kind of life exists, right? At least within the time that I pointed out here, where there were no civilized type of life like we experience now. Now, the kind of life that we are living here today, out the church and the Bible and the stories of Adam and Eve in the garden, take out those things out of your mind and think about what would left into our civilized, modern world. Take out those things that I told you. Take out the Bible. Adam and Eve in a garden, and God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Take all those stuff out right now where we are, right? Minus those things and leave everything else that you know is still left for people to live. Now, tell me, what has transpired in the world since the hominid went up into Europe? What happened in the world after that? What do you know of history that tells you what happened to the has happened to the uncivilized, mute, ape-like human, the first humans? It doesn't tell us they do anything else, and I am not in any kind of way, I'm not talking crooked or nothing. I'm talking about from the World History textbook, that there is nothing else in the world except these uncivilized creatures, and they are a product of nature. But that the human development went on to where 250,000 years later, critical phase came about when another different species came about 250,000 years ago. By then, you know, the hominid human ape-like, went up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So you factor that time in. And now, okay, you need to account for the first human beings who went up into Europe. You need to account for them. History has to say who they are and what is their end. If they are extinct, you know, what caused them to extinct? You know, because if you don't do something to destroy these species, they will forever continue to reproduce and go on and on and on. You know, some dead and the rest come up and so forth. This is how life prolongs. All right. So the fact that we know that they are not going to be a trouble in the world, I mean, these humanoid Homo erectus, we want to know what happened to them. Right? And we want to know what happened to the sapien and its two subgroups. I'm talking from the world history textbook here. Clean up the world with the world historic record. Because there is nothing else. Now, if we go this route, we will find out what's going on, because we know that they did not have no government. They didn't, nothing civilized, right? So what happened to them up in Europe? Now, the sapien species that came 250,000 years ago and had subgroups, that is the Neanderthals. The fact that we have the Neanderthals, we want to know what happened to the Neanderthals. Because right now, where I am at, I don't have anything that I am saying about what happened. For you to think about the situation for yourself. Reason for yourself. Because the world didn't have a government then. Because these who could have become civilized did not. When they went up to Europe and Asia, they did not have any development that let them talk and build up any civilization at all. That's where we are. Now, what do you have to offer me? Call me. 347-850-1358. If you think we can't cure the problem in the world today, you're mistaken. You are mistaken. Because I would like to find out where homosexual people come from. Because it's the world record only gives us two human species. The first, hominid, ape-like, for millions of years. After 2 million years, they go up into Europe. What happened? What become of them? And search. Because records are there. And we can find out what has happened to, you know, they had those planes a couple years ago that just maybe like two planes that disappear. And you know, I mean, with a whole lot of people in them, plane just disappear. All right. Well, I think someone came about and report that that the one, at least one of, at least one of that plane, I don't know if it were two of them that were, that disappeared, but the one that disappeared, that it is found. They found where it is under the water, and more to be, you know, discovered of it, right? So here we are in history. We need to find people to fill in the blanks of what happened to ancestral people. In this case, the world history is giving us a clear picture so far as I illustrate. So now you need to find out something to help with us knowing what has transpired in historic past. We're not talking about Bible and what Bible say about Abraham or anybody else. We're not, the Bible is not talking history to us. The Bible is talking supposition, and that God send revelation. Well, just put it this way. The Bible is not certified by any academic, consultant, or teachers, reviewers, and more specifically, not by Billy Graham, not by Oral Roberts, not by James Kennedy, neither that this other guy out in California, these, you know, these renowned Christian preachers that we have here today. So we are able to search out primates, humans, who go left Africa and go up to Europe. We need to find that out from all the historic source. Where did these people go? Okay? Now, we know that something has gone wrong, because now, the Neanderthals, which is a sapien subgroup, the sapien species subgroup, the Neanderthals is said to be interbred by some people, humankind. They may not, they're not, it says they are not civilized, but they know to have sex. Okay? So that's what history says. The mixture of blood, you know, in fossils and stuff like that tells a story about that. So the World History textbook tells us about the Neanderthals that originate in Africa. You know, after 250,000 years ago, the subgroup to the wise sapien. So I'm telling you that distinction, telling you of the distinction that the World History textbook doesn't call the hominid wise. They call him Homo erectus. Now, the Homo, you see, what these words that we are reading about and names given to ancient people, we have to, like, take consideration that we have white people here today from Europe. They are the criminals in the world, the only criminals in the world. So you probably need to give a view to what happened to the people who goes up there and who are their offspring today in perpetuity. We need to know that. You see, what went on to, like, what we call the Neanderthals that don't belong to hominid species. You see, the Neanderthals belong to the wise sapien. You see what I mean? And therefore, it seemed like things are not going to happen, you know, without any trace. Things make prints, you know, physical things. So why, if the sapien Neanderthal disappeared, they say it is extinct. Why it extinct? And if you say the Homo erectus extinct, why they extinct? Why are these, where these white people come from? Right? So we'll do the forensic on this mystery then. Okay? All right. One thing is very important to what I'm saying. Civilization of mankind. Those that we talk about go up into from Africa up into Europe are not civilized mankind. They couldn't even talk. There's no chance that they were ever going to talk. And all of the findings by proper scholars doesn't give us anything to any hope that these people must have talked and whatever. We don't get anything. The only thing we have in history is that the Elohim gods came to Earth into South Africa on a mission. They are on a mission, and particularly to harvest gold. All right? Now, the Elohims, the gods, were all sophisticated, immortal beings. The history says they, after a while, they needed, you know, helpers to do their work because they ran out of reliable help that they brought here with them. You see, they brought several of their own homeland people here with them to work. And after a while, they got too tired of it. It's too hard. One of the enormous things that they did is dredge four rivers in Africa. You know what they write in the Bible about the garden with the where the rivers run and stuff like that? All those things. If you really ever know, the Bible interference with real history, you will be shocked. So we really won't be able to clarify anything right now unless we are able to trace these folks that went up into Europe and Asia. We have to trace them and see and trace the Neanderthals and see what happened to them. You see, because right now we have people who are talking that not supposed to be talking. You know, that is linking has to link from where people were up in Europe and Asia. There is a second subgroup to the wise sapien, and that is us, the ethnic group of people. We never make no trouble in the world at all. We don't have any history that we create no trouble in the world. So why then we have this problem by white people? I mean, outright sodomites, where they come from? Where did they come from? All right. Law and order only come with civilized society. Not uncivilized. So what happened? Some interbreeding went on? Look down that lane and see what you find. So you're talking about modern time. Who create the modern time? Is it civilization? Or is it a culture that is sodomy? A sodomy culture create modern time. It is a big mystery, but it's a mystery that is easily solved when we look into what exists from what don't exist. We will see what remains and causing hell to blaze on earth. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friends. And there are much for us to think about and thought out. All right. So I'm going to leave that segment that I just argued a while ago. Because my friend, we have the tornadoes, very frequent tornadoes. And that's a part of my quest. Because I have been reading and I have been learning information that it's my judgment to cleave to information that for me, it has to do with positive energy. That if at all, I'm going to be enhanced in my heart, in my mind, I have to find information that links me with the past. I can rely on that. All right? I thank you for listening to me, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher Show. I am Tim Aldred, and I'm endeavor to share what I come to know, and I know that time is going by. And we only have so much time to fashion our hearts and minds by information, prehistoric facts about the past that brings us to where we are here today. We didn't just come here out of the clear blue sky. We did not. So, based on the opposition that I see towards civilization from enemies lurking in the dark and come to say they are a government. There is no government here except kingship. There is no government but kingship. The government that the gods brought here. And I don't, unless someone appear with information that is as real as the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. This is something that happened. And I make use of this information. And you know what it says? It says, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Think that the Pope is a vicar of Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ come from. Does not exist. You know, you pick up a fictional book, and it has a few, protagonists. And you may have a chief protagonist that, you know, may be your favorite in the story. All right. Well, what I'm saying to you now is, when you read in fiction, it's fiction. What I'm reading to you here is not fiction. The point is, if we have criminals out in our society going all about and doing business and carry on and as like legitimate business, well, what do you do about that? You know, we have to talk about now, what is government in our world today? We have to talk about that. Who, since there is only civilized people to take care of orderly society, where is this other, like, a D and a Domini come from? Sodomite take over the civilized world, and the civilized world cannot function by its own government. Now, with the historic search that I have been discussing over the past 3 hours or so, we can get rid of our problem. Because we cannot have people come from nowhere come and say they have power of government. It doesn't make any sense. You know, you build your house over there and you have your wife and your children and living a good life. And then you're going to have somebody come in and shoot all of one and kill you and take over your house and everything like that and say it's theirs. That's what is going on here. That's what the Pope is all about. It's to kill civilized people and take over what they have. You don't know that? The federal government is all about. It's to kill civilized people and take what they have. Okay? Now, why are we having the tornadoes? And more frequent tornadoes, and you know, it's a sign. It is a sign for African people to notice, because a lot of African people are going to get destroyed into these tornadoes. You know the reason why? They are church, Sodomite church members. You see? And you can see how many of us have gotten destroyed simply because we are preaching Sodomite gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I talk about Bethlehem of Judea and all this kind of stuff. And it is all these Sodomites that bring all these stories. Look at the history I just illustrated to you. You don't see anything of these types coming out of our history. Unless it's these hominids that went up into Europe, and whatever they did culminate into this calamity that we are having here today. Where else could it come from? So what I'm trying to tell you here, African people go through some peril that caused their mind to be harmed. Their cerebrum and cerebellum is not functioning the way it is supposed to function as civilized people think. Something is wrong with us in modern time here. We never create modern time. The Sodomites they created modern time. It's them with Christ. Where all this come from? It doesn't come from our history. This is who it come from. What I'm going to read to you here. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican release. The Vatican release. Lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. Memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past. Written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. The document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, where you think this is coming from? The Sodomite culture bring this about. Something happened that we here in the world don't seem to know at all. Something happened where we fall like into a vacuum and don't know what has happened in the world. But there is history here that we don't care to read because our brain is not functioning as civilized people, over the past 100,000 years. Who caused this? That makes sodomites take over the world. Sodomites that is only interested in for fucking ass. That's what they are into. And a people that history point out that live in Europe. Okay? That they are the ones that cause the whole thing that is happening in the world, and they have found out ways because they were a part of humanity, and then whatever happened between them and the second species is that we are shut out from that because these folks are able now to talk and write and have artisan skills and can do a lot of things they have not been able to do over, the 1.5 million years in Europe or the 2 million years prior to that, 2 or 3 million years prior to that, that they were in Africa. So something is wrong because the civilized government ain't functioning. Why? Why the civilized government called kingship set up by the gods after they have used the service of that government until it came down to the succession fell on mankind to rule. And now it's not happening. So what happened? Now, the thing is, if the institution that's supposed to function our government no longer function, now, is the government dead? No. Because the government and the laws of the government is intangible. And once it is established, a functional entity, that's what it is, to the succession. The government succession doesn't run out because we are still here. It's given to us to exercise kingship government. What the hell are we doing with sodomite rule? It is happening because guess what? Something happened why we are become disabled, mentally disabled, to exercise governmental duty to a kingship government or organized society, orderly society. We are not supposed to be having this situation here where we have these hominid, ape-like human transform themselves into like civilized humans and say they have power to rule. Where is our discernment of history? That's why I'm trying to tell you to seek out these information, because something is about to happen. You need to be in the know, because these sodomites cannot stand up into any one of us who know our civilization knowledge. You see what I mean? They cannot stand up in front of us, but 2,000 years of them taking over and changing the concept of civilization. It is a catastrophe. Who stands to recover from this? It's us. Because clearly, whatever happened in the past with our ancestors and got us to be in a false perception of the world. As a matter of fact, we are so damaged that this lady now that is nominated, what is it? This story is what I want to like tell you is about this judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson, makes history as the first black woman and federal public defender to serve on the Supreme Court. Listen, let me just tell you this. This is a ethnic woman. Do you know? Let me get you to this here. Let's see here. Huh. Yes. Let me tell you how demented. You know, stop calling us black because we are not black. Okay? Let's get rid of these faggots that are calling us black. We are not black people. And it's time to stand up and get these so-called, federal government out. Get them out. Okay? Because if you don't know that they have demented the brain of the civilized people over the past 100 years, then you really don't know. You think, or you don't know, the reason why there is function world society and these criminal in power where they can go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, right? They kill Saddam. And we, and what you call it, their Colin Powell, affirm that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Listen to what I'm saying now, okay? Because when you look at African people, the hybrid people, and look at what they are doing, their life don't value anything, and it's the reason why these so-called sodomite, faggot white people, is the reason why they disrespect the African people the way they do, and take claim of everything we have everywhere we are. Now, take a good look at it. And all we can do is talk senseless things every day and keep on going along, getting little social security or something like that. And some of us are out there, you know, now that these sodomites kind of ease up a little bit and, you know, things are, you know, nature is like moving things to another level. Are going in a way, but the way it is playing out, that they, for 2,000 years now, destroy our brain. Because what causes us to be in the situation that we are in? It is because of interbreeding. Interbreeding. Only civilized people, hybrid people, talk. Only them talk. You see what I mean? And how did white people start to talk? Huh? Now, this lady who is a judge, she is, first of all, she doesn't know our own hybrid ethnic person. She doesn't know nothing about that history. Because if she knows anything about that history, she would never in any kind of way, allow what, well, now I'm having a hard time. She would never allow the first human species, she wouldn't, to be a lover. She wouldn't. So this is an African woman that's supposed to represent African people, serving the sodomites called government. She doesn't know about a government that she must preside over. So is Kamala Harris, Obama. So these sodomite Europeans originate from primates. The world is the textbook shows. They take over our world with Christmas and Jesus You mean this lady here? I mean, Ketanji, what's her name is? Yeah, Ketanji Brown Jackson. You mean she doesn't know anything about these people who take over America and so much massacre is created, and they come here with Jesus and God, and she is up in their Supreme Court now and feel like, oh my God, she has made it. She doesn't know anything about history and who are the civilized people. She doesn't know that. And she's gone on the Supreme Court now. There is Clarence Thomas. And she's being lauded as the first black woman. I mean, look, she can't be more happier because she is oblivious to who she is. And somebody affirmed to me that she married to a white man. You see, if we don't know, we don't know. But how long is it taking us to know? You see, we wouldn't be having this all now if Marcus Garvey did know himself and who he is and what he's supposed to be, what he represents. So these white people managed to use the Bible and do this to our brain. The church. We don't know any better because we are into slavery like some a few hundred years where they teach us this whole bunch of criminal thing about Jesus Christ. Now, when we don't know that they turn on us after they interbreed and do all things to us, evil, and turn us full, they turn now and begin to use their logic or whatever it is on us, and say, you know, they have the government now, they're ruling the, they don't have nothing at all that is government. I mean nothing. This shows when we are not reading properly. You can have like 6 university degrees. And I ask you, what is the difference between knowledge and belief? And you can't tell me. I ask you to tell me, what is a D and a D money? You can't tell me. Yet still, look at you. In the Supreme Court, you're still dumb. In the sense of being a civilized person. You dumb. Because you're educated by these criminals who set up this world for themselves. You don't read that they said they were taking over this world. World mean the civilized way of life. They were going to destroy it, you know, whatever they set up to be acceptable by sodomy. You see, it's turning civilized people into sodomites. You see, now, the fact that these folks, the first time they interbreed with our species, they corrupt our blood with their animal, ape blood. You see, the taxonomic biology, it must not mix. And we turn idiot because you don't tell me that somebody who read this advanced, at this advanced level, don't know that you are an African person and you can't mate with white people because that's what caused us to be in the state our brain is in, where we are reading and believe everything we read in a Bible. Now, when you read a Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and you believe that stuff, and you see all this stuff that they write in the Bible, Jesus don't want no woman to be disciple. God cursed the woman in the Garden of Eden. You mean Ketanji Brown, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
You mean she don't read well enough to understand, say, no, Adam and Eve was not in a garden. And she's gone on the Supreme Court as the black, first black woman. And there is Karen Stamos. These people now, I mean, I can't read like them. I cannot read like them, but basic things like what I'm talking about. These people are from apes. When they come and jump on the Neanderthals, it's us they were doing it to. But they could, Neanderthal never talk. It's the reason why they were not talking from 40,000 years ago. But by the time they recycle themselves and stop looking like the flat man, flat-faced man of Kenya, they begin to look like the Neanderthals now. You know, they begin to look like sexy now, right? Yeah, body that to sex. All right. But then it was when we are leaving 100,000 years ago. That was when our people were exposed to danger. And then that's where the the interbreeding took place. And they start having talking baby. See, they write the Bible talk about a serpent come talking to Eve. Read that. Read it. And stop believe where you believe. See the logic and the fact and the message that is there to learn. Instead, we are here now worshiping white man government and them have all the money. But who did all of this begin with? It's Africa. We sitting here all these old bunch of years, 2,000 years, and Africa is there complicit with these white people to take over the world. It's Africa did it. The first thing they did was overthrow the king in Rome, Italy. That was the first thing. Now, who here know that happened? First time I know about that is the first time I'm reading the World History textbook and see the story in there about, say, 3 years ago. I never hear nobody, no preacher, no my parents, nobody at all. I never see it in the news, never see nothing. And that happened like 2,600 years ago. And that's how these white people take over authority from us. Because Africa is over there. They having all the good relationship. Africa dump kingship. That is our government. So where do you think we are going here now with American flag? When we submit to being sold out to these fucking ass people, all they want is for us to fuck ass like them. Because there's nothing in the Bible about no Jesus trying to save anything. And look at us. Look at this woman laughing. You know what? There's a lot to come. Because when I see this woman is opening her leg and being infected by this funky white man, right? Oh, she give away our blood. You see? And we cannot get out of this. But watch this. The gods up above, they don't give up on us. But I want to tell you something, though. If we don't learn the truth, we will perish because there is no way that the gods going to associate with us after we give our blood to these, homosexuals. You know what I mean? Homosexuals with Rh rhesus blood. Look at the way we are. If we can be going to church and no church ever exists in our history and having the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff and Jesus Christ, how do we not see it? I began to see it after I was, about going to 50 years of age. And it is a consciousness that affected my mind growing up from age 7 in the church until I get
you know, to start reading, because earlier I didn't read anything that made me a Christian. I'm a Christian because my parents were Christian, and my mind followed that way of life. And the way of life never really made any sense. It just cheapened life to me because I never felt like anything is really going on that, you know, affect me in a positive way, you know. So and I wasn't able to read and know stuff to help myself, no. So I believe in the church and everything. I go to church, they arrest me, where I think, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong. But these sodomite churches that is out there, all they are there to do is to recruit us African in. That's not something for us. There's hardly any of us that don't believe in Jesus Christ and God. And my reading now, I mean, you know, it's like seeing all these lies in the Bible now, because I don't believe what I'm reading anymore. What I'm reading is what I'm reading. I judge what I am reading. But right now, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Katanja, judge, what she thinks about this. Huh? And the Inquisition and what they have done us. And she's gone wrap up and marrying one of these same guys that come here and into join with these sodomites to take over the world. You see what I mean? You imagine. I mean, if I thought anything about this woman, I cannot anymore. Because almost I look on this stupid face of this judge. You see what I mean? What a stupid African woman. Feel great to marry a white man. Look, the amount of help that I saw, that I have seen, I needed to reform my life. And to know that without, I am getting an academic teaching to bring me out of this calamity that I grew up believing. Jesus Christ never exists. There is no place at all in the New Testament that confirm that Jesus exists. But prior to that, before that, there is no place in the Genesis creation story where a real creation is played out. So don't tell me now. I know that as soon as our brain is corrupted, it is easy for us to just be led astray. And this is what is happening. We don't see nothing wrong with the Bible. It's only till my consciousness become effectuated into my mind and I start to read and pay attention to the words I'm reading. That's the time that I come to realize that what I believe is wrong, you know, pertaining to what I am reading here. Now, my friend, our creation is genetically done by the immortal Elohim. There's nothing, look, it is death. It is doom for us. I mean, no. Look, if I was ever someone who dealt with a white person and say I was married to a white woman and stuff like that, I would have to, no, you know what? I couldn't pay for the damage done. I couldn't. But to free my soul from what I didn't know, I would have to, like, get out of that relationship there instantly. Because, look, we are deceived. These people come and take us into captivity. Africa, give them the way to take all the wealth they want, right? Take military and everything and go out and do whatever they want. Now, when I know that, what am I supposed to do?
I am going to, like, you know, I mean, kick whatever I can kick out of the way. You know, see what I mean? Because they don't stand to gain. Look, look, these white people, you mean these sodomites? You mean we must submit to them? And we don't have that kind of a creation. You know what it is we have while we are talking? You know, I mean, she's marrying to a man that is talking because they come and rape our species. They rape us and start having children that talk. That's why they are talking. And she's marrying to them. She's marrying to them. And it's that interbreeding that causes us to be mentally impaired. And if you don't see that we are impaired and you are marrying to them, then it means that you turn complete idiot. You see what I mean? Because now you submit to these people, to what they do, like, you know, nothing wrong with what they do, and you're going to live on with them now. Simply because they're going to help you to get a better, maybe more little wealth and stuff like that. But the wealth don't mean anything to you if you think that you are a virtuous creation. The children of the God can't be in union with your creator at the level of your ignorance. And I mean, if you were married to a African man and you're still foolish and don't have no sense, you know, you still would be ignorant, understand it. And if you go to a church and, you know, where the white man, their makeup and stuff like that, that still show that you're not enlightened at all. Spiritually, you're not enlightened. So you are dumbed down by the white people, because I stopped going to church immediately when I realized that, you know, church is not a good place, right? And so the world is full of church. And black women and their black husband is running church and all this kind of stuff. We are far away from knowing our civilized life. And my friends, this goes for what I want to tell you. Right? We are backward. If you think our brain is not injured by these white people, then I could understand you don't have any reason to, like, do anything to help the position that we are in, and we are catering to these white people. Instead, we tell them to get out and, you know, ask the Elohim to let the tornadoes take them away. Take them away. Now, you know, let me tell you something. A lot of African people are going to be destroyed by tornadoes, because this is an instrument to get rid of sodomites. Sodomites take us over, and we are kissing and fucking them still. And all of that fucking went on initially 100,000 years ago. Right? And here we are. It is from that time. The precedence began. We begin to think that, I mean, white people are better than us, and we you know, you want to be identified with them. My friends, you are going to get destroyed. You know, if you are in a position where you are adoring white fucking ass people from upper Europe top there, a hide and a tell all kind of lies against us. Oh, come on. They write all these old bunch of evil things against us. Use Abraham, use Moses, use Yeshua, use everybody and make up somebody to represent them. Using us to represent themselves. And we don't know that. Listen, I
I'm telling you what the situation is. White people into what they were. Okay? And the only thing that we are doing is talk. We have with talk because we were created to talk. They were not. But they find a way to start talking by defiling us. And we don't know that. We do not know that. And we are serving them like, oh, we are the right people in the world, really. And all they do is began to modify themselves because they couldn't talk. They didn't wear clothes like us. Everything that the God gives us, they come and take it for themselves. And now we looking like, oh, they got it, we don't. I tell you, I will have to serve the purpose that I have inside of me. Because I didn't know anything. Now I come to know. And let me tell you something. White people don't have any power to rule. And they will have to prove it with historic facts. Not Bible. Okay? And you're out here and you're listening to me. You just know what my life is all about. I think I have said, you know, a portion that is very well telling about the situation that I think we all should give heed. We are going to die, but we have a soul inside of us. People don't have no soul. They don't have no soul. And the little talking that they're doing, they are still sodomites. They are enemies of our Creator and what our Creator has set up on the earth. Kingship, they don't honor. They used to, like, when they were learning from our institution, of course, millions of years, they didn't learn anything. They were mute and uncivilized as ever, right? When they interbreed us and they begin to grow up and talk, then they displace their other their parents. The parents died and they come on. That's why there are so many of them here today, because of the interbreeding. And, you know, over all these years, they become a culture of their own. But they are sodomites. We are not sodomites. You see, and the power that is in us is as the power that you see out there, the tornadoes. You see what I mean? And you see what the tornado does? You can't make any contact with this power that our creators, you know, they are the one that control these winds and these forces of nature. Should read that in history and know where we are coming from and who we are. You don't bow down to these sodomites, okay? Because they don't have a government kingship, and that is civilization. You don't have anything else that is civilization. And we are the first and only people of civilization. It's not them. They find something to play with, but we hone who we are because we were created this way. So what must we do? If we don't rise up to be higher than them, they'll use their fucking idiot, uncivilized home in itself and drown us. If we can't come out of it, that's what they will do. But I assure you, you watch from now on. I come aboard and I'm telling you, get out from these white people's church. Get out from their political voting system. They must get out of our territory. You understand?
Not unless, you know, we run out the clock and the gods don't care about us no more. But I want to tell you something. As long as the gods are concerned about this planet, it is not a planet for uncivilized, faggot white people. It's not. Okay? And just the words alone that I use is the link that we are to have with our Creator. Because for me, it's not hypocrisy. You see, this is the perfect life for us. But going astray defile us. Well, I mean, the fact that when we are not a judge to know and do the wrong thing, well, we didn't know. Now that we know, there's a lot of people around trying to find out the knowledge, want the knowledge and can't get it. And when they find someone making some sense, oh, they grip tight to it because, you know, they long for it. My friends, church is European, something that they make and begin to make era in the world and make things is the church way. They don't care anything about our creation. The gods created us, and it's for us to live up to the nature that we have inside of us. We don't fuck asshole, okay? But what this judge here is the Supreme Court of African girl here now, you know? Look, the kind of stuff that these white people represent, it's scornful that we are marrying them. After all this time and all the problem that we've been through and what they do to us, slavery, lynching, burning at the stake, they do it. And so Christianity is kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. That's what Christianity is. When we take on to the church, we have lost our soul. Holy Ghost is not for us. As much, that's all we know. But look, there is the truth yet to be unfolded to us. And you may think what I'm saying is strange, but I can tell you, there was a time when I did not know A nor Z. And it is academic knowledge that we must have. Reading properly. Whether you can read a lot or a little. But don't believe what you don't know. It's totally wrong to use the word like that. If somebody proposes any kind of a situation, invite you out for dinner or something like that, well, you know, you believe the person. Oh, you know, as long as you have confidence in the person who is, you know, is trying to treat you or something like that. But remember, denotatively, believe is not about you believing what you don't know. So when you're doing it, you must be careful. When you're believing or accepting what someone says, you must be careful because you can get into serious trouble. When somebody make you think that you are okay with them, you know, they can be drawing you into a snare. When you denotatively, you believe something when you have a knowledge of it. Because now you're in the know. So you get out of that church belief stuff and get into the academic etymology way of understanding and doing things.
I thank you for tuning into the program. Let me come to this portion now.
The hominid erectus rape crossbreed sapien hybrid confused ethnicity. That's where we are right now. We are into confusion. After 100,000 years ago, they carry out this crossbreeding with our people who clearly were not protecting themselves. And for all this time, we are set back by this crossbreeding and what these white people have been doing ever since, till they decided, okay, they are going to, like, you know, change the situation. And they begin to work at our brain and the way we think. Long time, they go to Alexandria and burn down the great library. They don't want us to think indigenously and in our vernacular. You see, so now they call themselves all kind of names now, and they don't, what they are saying is not true. They're using our stupidity and call themselves Jews, call themselves all kind of something when they were never Jews. 2,000 years ago, Semitic people back then, they call us Jews back then. They said Jesus was a Jew. Not today. So who they call a Jew today as Jesus is a sodomite white person. Right? And who was Jesus back in time, or who this story is referring to when they say Jesus is a Hebrew man. It was not no European people. But they turn our character and the names that we use, they start calling themselves Jews. No longer are African people Jews, because they don't give a hoot about what they decide to do. They are going to, like, morph with our character and push us behind them and call themselves, like, for example, they believe in a spirit God. We don't have that in our history. But they want to change our thinking from Elohim, the plural of God, is Elohim, a plural term. When you say God at any time, it means plural. It means Elohim. We don't have no spirit God that do nothing at all. And it's the reason why when you believe in the Bible, you part with your creator who create you an hybrid, a genetic, you know, genetic manipulation. That's the process we go through to be hybrid. I don't say that man and woman beget us. No. We started out hybridization. We're birth mothers bring us to birth after the test tube, you know, thing was complete. You have birth mother who bring us to birth in batches. Okay? And then we couldn't interbreed. We were like mules. Cross between donkey and horse. But we couldn't. And it is the Elohim that created the possibility, create a procedure to where some of the man's, you know, energy of the man's bone or rib was put into the woman to make them compatible. That's the history. Look, we're wasting time with white people. We're losing ourselves. Okay? We need to know our history. And they find out we don't know our history, and they can put all kind of stuff to, like, prevent our mind from working properly. And that's where we are right now. They take our control of us. There's nothing in the Bible that proves nothing about Adam and Eve in a garden, man. Read for good. Know what you're reading. No wise men don't follow no star. None of those things are true. No Jesus existed nowhere in the universe whatsoever. As much as you see Jesus say this, Jesus say that. These are sodomites. I mean, what you call it, you know, what you call it, scumbag, you know, I mean, killer, I mean, you know, everything them steal, that you know, they don't care. They just take anything we have and say it's theirs. Everywhere we are, oh, gosh, come on. This woman married to a white man and feel great. Because what? She couldn't marry to a black man. Why? Who is the cause of that? Why she don't marry a black man? Is not good enough? She's dark, dark, dark skin. Why you think that white man are married to a African woman? Why? They know they're going up. They have everything to gain. See them here, they're talking today. You see what I mean? So they make us feel like they're the one who was on top. But hey, if you're not seeing, well, you don't see. All right, let me come on to this interbreeding portion here. I tell you, that's what they did. That's what I've been talking and telling you. And now come, I'm going to read this. That the hominid erectus rape crossbreed sapien hybrid confuse our ethnicity. We don't even know about the value of our ethnic groups. We don't know that. We don't even know each other from the same group. We are made disoriented by the Bible. History has stripped Africa's people of the dignity of building their nations on their own indigenous values. I didn't write that. Is from a very noble writer who has a lot of knowledge in today's government, okay, and work into government capacity. This is a knowledgeable African man who is writing this, that history has stripped, mean the history that these white people write and removing the value of the African people. So he's saying, based on his observation, that the current history that we have here by these white people, it has stripped the African people of the dignity of building their own nation. Because see, there, where are we in America now? I just told you that Africa become democracy since I think 1998. They're no more what the gods left for us to rule ourselves. So that's why African people are, even Saddam and all these guys, don't get no protection. Because these sodomites will come and kill you anytime. And they are the one who said they have the laws of the land. They make the laws of the land. These faggots don't have no law of the land. If you think they have law of the land, ask them, what is AD Anno Domini? When they talk about Latin in the year of our Lord. Look, clear cut and dry. If you have the guts to ask any white people, what is AD Anno Domini? See what they tell you. You see what I mean? But it doesn't matter how they're wrong. They're going to try to tell you a whole bunch of hogwash foolishness because they are never going to stop talking if they find out that, look, you are not somebody with words inside of them to fry them right in front of you. If they realize that you are going to fry them, they're going to have to go somewhere. They're not going to, finish a conversation with you because they know what's going to happen. But they don't have no authentic government at all. It is all sprung out all over historic reports that these people could never have a government. Look in the World History textbook. They are not mentioned in there at no place of civility. None at all. White people are never civilized. They come from apes. And you have to know what has happened over time. Why we are in this position here. We didn't just get here like this. Now, so you see the situation that we're in. Our own, they don't, you know, we are not able to build our own nation on our own indigenous value. You see what I mean? That done. See the judge there, I married this white man. She doesn't know. You see, because all of these guys that gone before, like Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, and all of these other guys, they're the outsiders. They don't worth anything. You see, when it comes to getting us in the right political position, you know, they are running to be president of this white man sodomite government, which is not a government for us. They don't read to know what to do to get to operate kingship government. We don't need nothing from nobody to operate our kingship government. Came here to America, they saw kingship, a government in force. But these people didn't have any sense either, so they get rid of them and take control. You see what I mean? Reading properly and to understand our history is very important. It's not like reading a Bible, man. You see, it's the reason why we are in this situation here. All right? And I bet you, I don't go to a college. I don't go to a university or nothing like that. But the little reading I have, definitely, I'm following it. I'm following it. You see? So I see the right side of the civilized world. I see the side of the civilized world. I don't see the modern time world. Because modern time world don't exist as a reality. You see what I mean? And it is for us to blast these white people away with the truth, not violence. You see what I mean? Because you know what? The gods, they have all the means to destroy these folks. But if we don't want a protection, they'll destroy us with them. That's what will happen. All right. So it goes on that our indigenous values we do not enjoy right now. And this woman who says she's going to sit up on the Supreme Court, that's a Supreme Court that once told us that we are not people, we are property, and that white people own us. They still own black people right now. You see, unless you have a knowledge of who you are, they own you. A.D. Anadamani own you. But ask them, what is A.D. Anadamani? And you will find out, you know, that you have sodomites like God, where curse Adam and Eve in the garden. Them are sodomites. Them government, them God there in a garden, a sodomite. And Jesus, a sodomite. God begot a son. A sodomite writing that you're reading. You see what I mean? Because there was no curse for no Adam in a garden. They say as a talking serpent come and make that situation. And that the talking serpent said that God knows that they wouldn't die. You know, but they will be wise as God. And God came in and confirmed what the talking serpent said. You think that was talking to everyone? Are the white people them were fuck our ancestors? They're talking about themselves. So now, this is the result of this writer. And he's telling us that we are no longer under the governing by the gods who created us and set up this civilized world system. Okay? Everything that is provided here that we are using for life, these white people have nothing to do with it. See, architecture, every single thing of educational value, they have nothing to do with it. But they take it like it's here and take the very thing that belongs to us, take it from us because they find out we don't have any sense. You see what I mean? But follow their way and go to the Supreme Court and go sit on the Supreme Court like Clarence Thomas. Big old stooge of an African man, like the other one I told you about, you know, who he was ahead of the military, I think, one time. And he is lying that Saddam have weapon of mass destruction. When this guy from England, Tony Blair came out after they destroyed Saddam and said Saddam never had weapon of mass destruction. You know, see, African people get up and raise no hell about that. African people decide to sit down under these sodomites and let them fuck your body someday. If they don't do it already, that's what they are all about. They make love to do it. So don't dare and go like, what I'm saying is not true. You are in a country where this government is sympathetic to white men fucking black people's asshole. Okay? That's why they passed, Obama passed that law 2015. If you don't know what's going on, seek to find out. So I'm telling you what's going on, man. The tornadoes are here to help us. Okay? And if you want to be out there with your Christianity and stuff like that and don't get wise up, you're going to get destroyed with them because no sympathy for you in the wind. All right. Indigenous values, we do not enjoy. We are sodomite taught now, okay? From university right down to ABC. And our institution, we don't enjoy our institution that came to us from the gods, the Elohim. It's in the history. And we are following these dirty fucking ass white people who come here and invade us and do every criminal act. And you go and serve, tell you what they think about you. White people own you. Look at them. Look at where we're coming from. And it goes on. Now, you know, the modern African state is the product of Europe. How come? The fucking ass people them where nobody know, hardly know where they come from. Right? The modern African state, everywhere we own, is the product of Europe, not Africa. I told you Africa gave over to these folks. When they had nothing at all, Africa gave it to them. You know, just be thankful that we have a brain to carry out exactly the purpose of our creation. We don't have to depend on Africa. We need to know, and that will, send us up with the power and to dry these old bunch of faggot white people who going on like, oh, they are the cream of the people on Earth, and they want to go up to Mars and colonize fucking ass up there too. That's what they want to do. They're not going to be able to do it after all. The modern African state is the product of Europe, not Africa. Did you know that? When you're serving them, there is a different way of life for us to live the way we were created. And if we don't decide to do that, these faggots will do anything they want to do with us. You see, because they're under a mix-up taxonomic energy that causes them to be killers, murderers. All the evil things are done by them on Earth. Okay? And we are underneath them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, I'm sorry about that, but hey, to read is the way to know. Now, when I read all of these things, I know I come up into the church. Well, you know, now I know it's all, a fine thing to speak the truth, what you know, and speak it the right way. Nobody you can't go over that. You see what I mean? You're doing the right thing, and you will be protected. When the enemies come upon you like a flood, the gods will lift up a standard. Zeus, they have the power of the elements and everything like that. What do you need to be afraid of? To attempt at late date to return to ancestral identities and resources as basis for building the modern African nation would risk the collapse of many countries. So that means if we are to get back to our way of life as is set up here for us to do, could collapse many other countries. At the same time, to disregard ethnic realities would be to build on loose sands. So that means you can't build on sodomite foundation, man. You see, you gonna have to find a way to live off kingship that is the only power on earth for African ethnic people. You see what I mean? And guess what? We have the cerebrum and the cerebellum to take that position. It's to just know that you got to get rid of the church and all of these faggot stuff that they come and put into our communities. Drive them out and take control of yourself. That's all there is to it. You don't afraid of the bomb and all that kind of thing, because we're not going to fight them with no bomb, with no gun or nothing. It's take up the right position with your life. They don't have any jurisdiction in our territories. When they start to do it from back 2,600 years ago, it was a criminal act that Africa should have attended to. They, whatever it is with them, you can go find out why they sold us out into ship as slaves. And until this day, they are not running our government and protect us of it. Now, don't you think the gods want us to stand up and be counted without any fear? Well, I don't have no fear, because I don't have anybody here with me. You see? But I definitely have confidence in the truth and in the power that exists us. These sodomites don't have anything to do with us. And all they need to do is run away from us. Right? Because they supposed to know what danger they are in. If we begin to talk the truth, our rightful position, they know what position that is. They've been always afraid of that. Okay? Because they cannot repel the truth about the God's existence and what is going on here. You know, you can take advantage of anybody who lose their mind and unable to do the right thing. Yeah, for that moment, you can get anything out of them. But as long as they come to their senses and know what they're supposed to do, that's it. You don't have, you can't do nothing with them. All right. At the same time, to disregard ethnic realities, that demands what? Demands us to, like, get rid of the evil among us. You see, we can't, and what we are to do for each other, we can't forget it, the things we are supposed to do physically, because we have a government, we have politics, and we have every single thing to take care of us. It's written in the world history textbook. You see, our government run by a king. You know, it's kingship. You see, whether it's a woman reach to that, you know, that that point of becoming a king, doing the king duty. It's kingship government. Let's put it like that. It's a kingship government that come from Nibiru. These white people is the opportunity that they get with their criminal self. I mean, fucking and getting into people's blood and tear them, you know, into lunatics. That's what they do. That's what they like to do. Now, once we get our senses back, they will have to run. They will have to run because the gods and the forces is going to show up. This is not theirs. They become some kind of a talking human being, but they still fuck ass. They're still not civilized. So you have got to, like, be serious. If I weren't serious, I would not be talking this. To attempt at this late date to return to ancestral identity and resources as basis for building the modern African nation would risk the collapse of many countries. At the same time, to disregard ethnic realities would be to build on loose sands. Also, a high-risk exercise. It is possible to consolidate a framework of the modern African state while giving recognition to the maximum utility to the opponent elements of ethnicities, cultures, and aspirations for self-determination. You know, you can tell that the person writing this is thinking very deeply. Yes. Is a person that has had a clear vision of the problems that has overtaken the African people. It started with the interbreeding. You see? And our lives went into pieces. You see what I mean? So if you listen to what this guy just wrote, you will see the depth to which we have lost ourselves. You see? And the intricacy about this, if we're not seeing, we were reading Bible and believing all these folklores and these mythology in the Bible, Jesus and John the Baptist stories. One, a book called The Passover Plan. It tells you that when you believe in Jesus and John the Baptist's story, you pass the world of sober into the world of fairy tales. The challenge of ethnicity, listen to this. Ethnicity. Oh, come on, man. Yes, ethnicity is more than skin color, more than language, song, and dance. It is the embodiment of values, institutions, and pattern behavior, a composite whole representing a people's experience, aspirations, and world view. You hear all that? No, where are we? Where are we? Deprive a people of their ethnicity, their culture, and you deprive them of their sense of direction and purpose. Now, this guy is African, and he has vast experience in so-called government of modern time. And what he is telling you here, exact truth, okay? Sense of direction. We don't have none now. We don't have no sense of direction now. If you go married white man and you don't even know what befall us long time ago and you're married them now, you late. You are late. Now, he said, traditionally, African societies and even do a little
thing here to bring me to orientation in what I was reading, because the clock runs out on me and I need to do something to lead me back to where I was. And eight. Okay. Okay. All right. So now I have my scroll in front of me now. So it says, all right, traditionally, African societies and even states functioned through an elaborate system based on the family. Do you hear this? What we were before these sodomites come in with their interbreeding talk? Yes. The lineage, the clan, the tribe, and ultimately the federation of groups with ethnic, cultural, and linguistic characteristics in common. Traditionally, that's where we were. But all of the slavery and stuff like that we go through, these white people are the talking serpent. Them turn we fool, right? But this wise man now that is writing and illustrating these things to us, like I say, he's African and he's well learned. These were the unit of social, economic, and political organizations and intercommunal relations. We had kings that ruled.
When you hear people say that now, you probably think it's a joke. Throughout Africa, the goal of safeguarding unity within the colonial state preserved the stability of colonial borders while generating ethnic tensions and violence within those borders. Sudan offers an extreme example. The dominant North, a hybrid Arab and African racial, cultural, and religious elements, is trying to resolve its identity crisis by being more Arab and Islamic than its prototype. Now, you hear all this, and what do you think about what I am talking about? My friends, I want to thank you for listening, and we will be joined again at the next edition. Take good care of yourself. Is what we are thinking and is what we are doing that make us valuable. And if you're not thinking the right thing, my friends, then, you know, you are just living a life, and it doesn't matter when you're dead, you're dead. Right? But right now, this is the time to enjoy life. And if we are not making ourselves honest and hold to the higher understanding that we have learned, then we are not good for anything. All right? So you take good care, and blessing be upon you in the name of the gods. Okay. So,